This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the Rich Zeoli listener, to our family. Because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Zeoli podcast.
All right, we are days away from the election. Chaos on the streets of Philadelphia again, but not as bad since the curfew was put in place. A mysterious van filled with explosives and anonymous finally is revealed to the world. Yes, good morning. Welcome to the show. Busy hour of nonstop talk for you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. You know, what's amazing to me is that here we are days before the election. The president's coming back to Pennsylvania for, he's going to do three rallies. And yet we've already decided, apparently, that he's lost the election. And that's amazing to me because the election is far from over. We still have election day coming up. And then, of course, we have counting season coming up as well. But I want to mention to you that already the vampiric one, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has already decided now that Trump's lost. And now it's just a matter of him accepting the results of the election. You see how arrogant and cocky these people get? That's why Democrats are actually coming out there and they're trying to downplay the polls. It's funny because you got people like me questioning the polls, and now Democrats are coming out going, listen, don't believe these polls, because they're worried that Democrats are going to get so complacent, thinking that Biden's got this in the bag. And they know what happened in 2016, and they know that Trump voters are voting for him. Period. There's no doubt about that. They want to. It's like a badge of honor to have voted for him. But with Biden, that enthusiasm is not there. And so you've got some Democrats trying to downplay the polls and saying like, oh, listen, Pennsylvania is really, really tight. Now, I don't know if they believe that or if they're just saying that. And then you've got this other issue going on, which is Nancy Pelosi's already decided the election's over and Donald Trump has already lost. Cut number nine.
What the president is doing, though, is just to gin up his base so that he can save face when he suffers the defeat that is coming toward him. Let me say it another way. On January 20th, 2021, Joe Biden will be inaugurated president of the United States. The states will count the votes that they have in a timely fashion. And again, if the president wins in that format, then so be it. Then he's president. We don't anticipate that will be the case, and neither does he. And that's why he's trying to, as I say, stir the pot so that people will think that he really won when he didn't. But the easiest thing for him to do is to stand up like a man and accept the results of an election of the American people.
Stand up like a man and accept the results. Now, the question is, will you accept the results, Madam Speaker? Will you accept the results of this election if he wins? Because, you know, the other thing we keep talking about is Trump contesting the results of the election and Trump going to court and fighting this out. I got a question and nobody seems to be asking. Are Democrats going to do that as well? Because it seems to me, well, the idea that every vote has to be counted and the lies that are being put out there, which is that people are being disenfranchised and can't vote, that if there's even one person who says I was turned away for whatever and they have the intention of voting Democrat, the Democrats are going to scream bloody murder and try to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, demand Amy Coney Barrett recuse herself. So the question really is, given this nuttiness of this mail-in election, given the coronavirus election we're going through, if Donald Trump wins the election, will Pelosi, stand up and like a man bat and accept the results of the election is my question. Will she stand up or will she hang down? That is the question that I have. 855-839-1210. Dawn, good morning. What's the latest going on in Philadelphia today?
Hey, Zioli Show News headlines. We have a flood watch in effect, and the rain and the heavy rain is one of our very big stories today. 54 degrees right now, so we're already dropping. We've already exceeded our high at 5 o'clock this morning. We actually had 56 degrees, so we are dropping through the day, and that's important because a lot of us are hoping that maybe that quells any more looting, any more violence that has rocked our city now for 3 days. That curfew ended about 90 minutes ago, and we have word also from Philadelphia police that they are investigating this very suspicious van that showed up in Logan that it was packed with explosives. So they're looking into that, the ATF actually looking at that, and propane tanks, torches, possibly dynamite sticks. This was Logan Circle, the bomb squad responding. So that's a big investigation. And of course, the police investigation involving the shooting death of 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. Apparently a mental health crisis call to 911 ended tragically with this police shooting. The FOP speaking out, and this is making national news, just saying, look, once you see the video, and they were wearing their body cams, once you see this, it was a justified, yet tragic, but justified shooting. So the NBC 10 First Alert forecast today, very heavy rain, a chilly day, and by this afternoon, we're looking at wind chills that are going to feel like we're in the 40s. Tomorrow morning, that rain continues, and we're looking at a cold, blustery day with a high of just 48 degrees. I'm Dawn. Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210 is our number today for you to weigh in on these matters. So will Pelosi accept the election results? Will she stand up or will she hang down is my question. Will she act like a man? Will she accept the election results? That's a question. Because you know what? I think that there are a lot of Democrats right now who are really, really worried. No carrots, no peas on Twitter says we already have the answer. The Democrats will not accept the election. They didn't accept 2016. They will not accept 2020, even if it's an amazing red wave. Well, there you go. I mean, I wonder that because they certainly did not accept 2016. They started investigations right away. Did they not? The Russians, misinformation, and on and on and on. Let's go to Jake in South Carolina. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Question for you. I was curious if you think in South Carolina, it's a, you know, reliably conservative, we're going to vote for Trump. There's no doubt. And I see sometimes apathy, even in my own family, some of my family members who don't feel the need to vote because they kind of know how that election is going to turn out. Do you think Democrats will take that same hit in some of these swing states where the media is just constantly putting out polls saying, you know, there's no way Trump could win. He's silly for thinking that, and just that constant barrage, Nancy Pelosi acting like it's over, all that stuff. Do you think there'll be a little bit of Democrat apathy of, ah, we got it, and maybe I don't feel like waking up that morning, or I don't feel like doing something?
Yeah, I mean, normally I would say yes, other than the fact that people are already voting, but that is certainly a concern Democrats absolutely have because of the fact that they're out there also downplaying these polls. Have you noticed that, Jake? They're out there saying, ooh, these polls are a lot closer than they show. Don't believe the polls. They are saying that. They're worried about that. And the reason why they're worried about that is because unlike Trump voters who are 100, they're definitely coming out. They're fired up to vote for him. Biden voters are not. Biden voters are voting against Trump. They're not necessarily voting for Joe Biden. Do you agree with that?
Totally agree. That's all you. Yeah. It definitely is all about Trump.
Yeah, and so they have to do everything they can to downplay the polls because so many of them, since it's a vote against Trump and not really for Biden, if there's any reason to not vote, they may not. And that's the difference. And that shows you right there something very compelling about the enthusiasm the president has. I'm sure down in South Carolina, people have been waiting in line to vote, right?
Oh, it's crazy. Yes. Like hours and hours, early voting, constant. Never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that says a lot, Jake. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening down in South Carolina.
You.
Appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. And Bob Irving on Twitter pointing out Pelosi's in violation of the assumed gender rule. She said, stand up like a man. Good point.
You can act like a man.
Thank you very much. Excellent point. That check-in on social media, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Go see them right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter, and they really do matter. All right. The other big thing, too, is that we're monitoring what's going on in Philadelphia. This van that has explosives and propane tanks in it and what's going on with that. And then the impacts all this is going to have on the presidential election. That is the big story of the day today. It's brought to you by Burlington. Burlington stores are back, and you should come back and see them because Burlington stores are ready for you. Back to school, back to life, whatever you need. Burlington, go check them out. Burlington stores, find one near you. Now, the question, of course, then becomes, if this election is close, what will the social media companies do about it? Now, yesterday on Capitol Hill, the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, who silenced the Hunter Biden laptop story, if you remember, he admitted that they had no evidence to say the New York Post story was, in fact, disinformation. Cut number 11.
Okay, for both Mr. Zuckerberg and Dorsey, who censored New York Post stories or throttled them back, do either one of you have any evidence that the New York Post story is part of Russian disinformation or that those emails aren't authentic? Do any of you have any information whatsoever they're not authentic or that they are Russian disinformation? Mr. Dorsey.
We don't.
You have no. So why would you censor it? Why did you prevent that from being disseminated on your platform that is supposed to be for the free expression of ideas and particularly true ideas?
We believed it fell afoul of our hacking materials policy. We judged in the
moment. What evidence did you have it was hacked? They weren't hacked.
We judged in a moment that it looked like it was hacked materials.
You were wrong.
Surfacing, and we updated our policy and our enforcement within 24 hours.
You know, again, the social media companies not only suppressing information, but also putting information out there to drive people for a candidate, against a candidate, to come out to vote, to not come out and vote. Really serious stuff when you think about the sanctity of the republic, freedom of speech, freedom of information. Ted Cruz took Jack Dorsey to task. Jack Dorsey, you look like the Unabomber with this friggin' beard of his. It's like 5 feet long. He looked honestly like he's in a cabin in the woods writing a manifesto. If you have not seen the pictures of the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, you got to look at it. The guy looks insane. But hey, he's super rich, so he can do whatever he wants. Cut number 10.
Let me ask you something. You claimed it was because of a hacked materials policy. I find that facially highly dubious and clearly employed in a deeply partial way. Did Twitter block the distribution of the New York Times' story a few weeks ago that purported to be based on copies of President Trump's tax returns?
We didn't find that a violation of our terms of service and this policy in particular, because it was reporting about the material. It wasn't distributing the material.
Okay, well, that's actually not true. They posted what they purported to be original source materials, and federal law, federal statute makes it a crime, a federal felony, to distribute someone's tax returns against their knowledge. So that material was based on something that was distributed in violation of federal law, and yet Twitter gleefully allowed people to circulate that. But when the article was critical of Joe Biden, Twitter engaged in rampant censorship and silencing.
And again, we recognized errors in that policy. We changed it within 24 hours. This is.
But you're still blocking the New York Post. You haven't changed it.
We have changed it. They can log into their account, delete the original tweet.
Forced a Politico reporter to take down his post about the New York Post as well. Is that correct?
Within that 24-hour period, yes. But we, you know, as the policy has changed, anyone can tweet.
So Twitter takes the view you can censor the New York Post, you can censor Politico, presumably you can censor the New York Times or any other media outlet. Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Let's give Mr. Dorsey a few seconds to answer that, and then we'll have to conclude this segment.
Well, we're not doing that. And this is why I opened this hearing with calls for more transparency.
But he did do it, and that's the key. And you remember when liberals used to be concerned about things like suppression of information and speech and censorship? You remember those days? They're gone. And I'm telling you right now, this is only going to get worse with these social media companies, because they like the fact that they can figure out and they can manipulate the information you see and don't see. They like that power. They have that power now. And that's not going to change, by the way. That's not going to change anytime soon, I don't think. And maybe you realize this more and more in your own day in which you use social media and you look at things that you see and don't see. And that's a real problem. I mean, it's a real problem out there. The other point, too, that I want to mention is that Tucker Carlson, who's been all over this, you want to talk about ratings, for example. Think about what the American people care about. So football on Monday night, lowest ratings it's been in forever. Right? Lowest ratings it's been forever. Tucker Carlson had the story on with about Hunter Biden. Okay. And because of that, they smashed records. Let me give you a little bit of insight into that, for example. Tucker Carlson's 8 p.m. hour, where he had the entire show focused on Hunter Biden and the story about that, 7,562,000 people tuned in for that. By far the highest rated hour on cable news, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, by far. Similarly, by the way, Chris Hayes in that hour got 2,378,000. Anderson Cooper, 1,939,000 people. Tucker Carlson, 7.5 million people. Now, ask yourself that question then. And tell me Americans don't want to get more information on the story about Hunter Biden and the laptop. Tell me they're not interested in this story. Tell me that they just ignore this and think this is a nothing burger. A record 7.56 million viewers tuned in to watch the explosive Tony Bobulinski interview by Fox News' Tucker Carlson. Meanwhile, lowest ratings ever for NFL football on Monday night. What? Now, why? I think you know why. I mean, the narrative that the corporate media puts out there on what people want to know and don't want to know and the information that they're... And it's completely opposite in real life. Completely opposite. 855-839-1210 is the number. Listen, I saw a story about the rental market recently, and it was not good news. Not good news at all, the rental market, because it turns out that the next problem that's going to be coming is the fact that people can't pay their rents. Struggling rental market could usher in the next American housing crisis. Millions of renters are behind on their payments. Mass evictions could come soon. Fallout from missed rent payments is throwing a swath of the U.S. population as the expirations of evictions bans draws near. Look, are you somebody who's got a house that you rent and you want to get rid of it? I don't blame you. Well, if you do, then reach out to my friends at easyhomespa.com. Maybe you want to get out of this area. You're tired of the looting. You're tired of the taxes. You want out. Well, if you do want out, easyhomespa.com will make that happen for you. And in this day and age, you don't want strangers coming through your home. You don't want to do open houses. You don't have to deal with showings. They will buy your home as is, no realtor fees, no escrow fees, no repairs. Just sell your home as is right now through easyhomespa.com. Any size, any condition, any price. Easy Homes PA will make the timing work on your timeline. You close in days, you close in months. You're going to get a very fair offer, and you'll avoid all the hassles of a traditional sale. So if you're ready to sell your home, the easy solution is to call easyhomespa.com. EasyHomesPA.com, 215-608-6005, 215-608-6005, or EasyHomesPA.com. This is a no-brainer. There's so many reasons to get out of here. I get it. And they'll make it happen for you, and they'll make it happen fast. 215-608-6005 or EasyHomesPA.com.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of non-stop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So, you know what's amazing is that the election is going to really come down to one state, Pennsylvania, and that's amazing that we are right here for this front row seat on all of this, and I think it's really fun to think about, really fun to think about. However, though, the question comes down to, of course, turnout. And for that, by the way, speaking of the election, if you want to sell your house, what if Trump loses and you want to sell your house and say you want to go to like Australia, for example? What do you do then?
You go to Australia. No, you don't actually.
You go to Australia.
No.
You don't go to Australia?
No. So you're talking about Bruce Springsteen, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I was hoping to build up to it. But yeah, let's say you wanted to sell your home because you're angry Trump won and you want to move to Australia.
Yes.
What do?
You
anyway, so what you do is you sell your home and then you move to Australia because you're so angry Trump won, right?
No, that's not what you do.
You don't do that.
No.
You don't really do it?
No.
But what if you told everybody you're going to do it?
So Bruce, yes. So Bruce Springsteen.
So what happened? Wait, don't say who it is yet. Work with me on this. So you tell everybody you're going to move to Australia, but then you don't actually move to Australia. You actually just tell people you're going to go to Australia.
Yes.
But then if it happens, you're not really going to Australia.
No, because why would you want to go to Australia?
Well, because it's going to be summer there soon.
It's true. That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it seems like it's a nice place to go. Plus, you're on an island with a bunch of people who are the descendants of people who were prisoners, right? So they're probably a lot of fun to hang out with. All right. So obviously, I am talking about Bruce Springsteen. So now, what is this cut here from Bruce Springsteen?
So you guys remember last week, Bruce Springsteen told the Daily Telegraph or some newspaper, he told that if Trump won, he was going to be on the first flight to Australia. So he was on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah two nights ago. And Trevor Noah brought this up, and Bruce is hedging his bets a little bit. He's not as forthcoming or as forthright as he was last week with this Australian publication, Cut 4.
You came out in an interview recently and said, if Trump wins a second term, you'll move to Australia. I don't think that's true, right? It just didn't feel like that's something you would do.
Well, I don't think I'm going to go there, but I'm not sure yet. So we'll see. But, you know, I'll be glad to see him go. I think he's going to lose, and I'll be glad to see that happen.
Very well said.
But he doesn't actually see himself going to Australia.
Of course not. Nobody ever wants... Everybody says they're going to leave. Nobody actually leaves, so...
I'm not really going to Australia. Why Australia, by the way? They always pick Australia. Why there or Canada? It's never like Mexico or so Guatemala.
I believe he said Australia because he was talking to an Australian press. He was like, I'll be on the first flight over or something along those lines.
But I'm not really going to go.
He's not really.
So old man, old Mick Springsteen will actually not be farming in Australia if Trump loses. Good to know.
He might go on a vacation. Take the family on a nice vacation.
Why not? Like I said, it's almost going to be summer there soon. You see that?
Get a concert.
So you're very, very lucky about that fact.
Yeah.
What else do we have today on my cut sheet, Greg?
So last week we played, or maybe it was earlier this week. I don't know. These weeks are blending together. Chelsea Handler, you know, she white-splained to 50 Cent about supporting Trump. Well, she was on The View yesterday, and she actually bragged about, like, she is a certifiable mental patient. She actually bragged about assaulting conservatives in airports. Like, this woman doesn't sound mentally there, in my opinion. But, you know, this is what she's
bragging about, assaulting conservatives in airports.
Yes. She 100% is.
Sexually or physically?
No. Like going up to people in airports and asking them. Well, she explains.
I also have been through therapy for a long time. I'm not anymore, but I was for a long time. And I'm curious, how specifically did therapy help you to deal with your rage against Trump? Because I could use a few tips.
Oh, my God. I would walk in some of the airports. I would go to the first class lounge, check in, then run over to the Fox News section and start assaulting people. Like, I would go in and be like, you're a racist. And then I'd run out. And then I'd run back in and go, do you want your daughter to have rights? Because she won't. And then I'd run out. Then I'd.
Could you imagine that crazy person at the airport doing that? I would call TSA. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Totally.
When you call TSA and get them to come over and deal with this crazy woman, don't let this woman on a flight. She's gonna hijack it.
She's like it. It's like a homeless person. It's like a crazy homeless person who, like, you know, is yelling Bible passages at you as you're walking by.
You're a racist, and then runs away, and then comes back and yells something at you again, and then runs away. And does she stink like booze the whole time, or no?
it's insane.
She's one of the leaders of the resistance here.
It's the rantings of a lunatic, honestly. Like this is not right behavior, and The View should have been like, what are we doing here? But
yeah, but Joy Behar wants to get in on the action. You imagine Joy Behar assaulting you at the airport too, coming up to you and screaming at you like that, like a crazy person.
I
imagine that.
No,
is there more to this clip?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Zach should go. Are you still a racist? I mean, I was out of my tree, and my level of outrage was just not. I couldn't handle it anymore. I was just, my veins were throbbing, and I wanted to learn how to talk to Trump supporters or conservatives at this time in 2016. Now Trump supporters, I don't have anything to say to them anymore at this juncture, but I wanted to be able to have the conversations that I was being prevented from having because of my anger.
So, but then she decides she has nothing to say to them. So there really are no conversations.
No, that was 2016. Then she realized the error of her ways, and now she's back to being a crazy lunatic.
So basically, it comes down to if she's not screaming in your face at an airport, she's just not talking to you. is that a fair assessment?
It's a fair assessment. It's a very
either
fair
screaming
assessment.
In your face like a lunatic, or she just you're not going to have a conversation with you. Do you think that's going to help Joy Behar with her anger, yelling at people? I do actually think it'll help her.
Do you?
I do, yeah. I think so. And Joy Behar running, the image of her running through an airport yelling and screaming in people's faces is hysterical to me. It's hysterical. You're a racist! And then trying to run and be like, you didn't get very far, lady.
People are just
kind of like waddle out of there.
Trying to kill time as they're waiting for their flight and Chelsea.
Yeah,
Cannon
they're waiting for their flight and then. Like, why is this person? Because honestly, I think the first thing you do would be to call the police, right? And have this lunatic arrested
Absolutely.
So they don't get on a flight?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Would you want this person on your plane?
No.
You're running up and screaming at people in their faces?
No.
Even if she is in first class away from me, or wherever she said. Still too close.
All the rich.
Even if she's in with the bags, I don't want her on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she
down below with the luggage, I don't want her on my flight.
That would probably be worse.
Unless she's on a plane with Bruce Springsteen going to Australia. That could be a good flight right there.
Two of them just yelling at each other, and then Bruce writing a song about it.
Trump derangement air.
Girls in their summer
said
clothes.
I wasn't going, but now I'm going to Australia, where the toilets flush backwards. Because they do, you know.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. The toilets, they flush backwards
in the Southern Hemisphere.
I thought that was just an old wives' tale.
Is that an old wives' tale? Yeah, it might be an old wives' tale. That's very, very possible.
Yeah, it's real.
I know we have a couple of other cuts on my cut sheet. I'm going to save those, though. I want to come back to those in just a second, all right?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I also want to mention, too, as well, that speaking of craziness.
Yes.
Michael Keaton did a Biden ad. Did he do it, though? I mean, like, do we have the audio of this ad?
No, I don't think he actually. I think he just said it in the article. I'm not sure. Let me look. I don't think it's an actual.
It would break my heart if the man who was my first Batman on the big screen,
the Batman,
right? It would break my heart if he's become that political. So he apparently now has done an ad for Joe Biden, but we haven't heard it though. You're saying we haven't actually heard the ad. This might just be a threat.
It's not in the Newsbusters article that I pulled this from. So
I really wish that he would stay out of this stuff, but. No, it's true. He does have an ad out there where he endorses Joe Biden, and I'm watching it right now on YouTube. And I got to tell you, it's depressing to me that Michael Keaton has gone all political. But look, everybody's entitled to do their own thing. But now this makes him, in my mind, the lesser Batman.
Well, I mean,
the lesser.
He's overtaken Affleck.
Well, Affleck is still horrible and probably also endorsing Biden. So no, I can't say that, but. Speaking of Australians, I believe Christian Bale has stayed out of American politics, hasn't he?
Yes.
Might just be props to him. Because this Michael Keaton ad, which you're going to have to pull the audio of this, Bill.
I'm doing it right now.
I don't know. I mean, it's I'm bummed by this, is all I'm going to say. I'm bummed by this. So Michael Keaton just lost a few points now on my, because I just like when these guys stay out of politics. It's all, I just want them to stay out of politics. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210 is the number for you to weigh in today as we discuss all the big stories, including this van in Philadelphia that was found with explosives. What's up with that? Who's behind this van? Is it Antifa? Is it a terrorist? Is it some guy who got lost coming back from Lowe's? What is it? Greg is in Chestnut Hill. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Rich, everybody. Rich, I believe the Springsteen story with Australia, you're missing the bigger picture. And you're usually a bigger picture guy.
Yeah.
Who is going to take care of the livestock? And who is going to feed that area when his farm goes under?
Oh, come on.
That's a good point.
I don't understand. Like, usually you will see that.
Yeah. And, no, you're right. And it's one more farmer. One more farm that's going to be left with no one
exactly.
to till it.
And,
you know what I mean?
Who's going to work the lands? How are those hands going to be dirty? I don't think he can actually do it because he loves the people so much and he loves what he does. He loves getting up that early. And I believe is it, the side story to that is he's taking Bon Jovi with him. But I don't know if that's fake news, and I heard that on the street. On the ground and on the land.
Well, listen, it might be fake news, but either way, it makes a lot of sense, right? The two of them can go to Australia, and then they could start their farms over there and get the same property tax credit they got in Jersey. It'll be perfect.
Because apparently, once you become a farmer, your music starts to suck. So thankfully,
again, that might be fake news, but either way, we're going to go with it, Greg.
It's a sin.
Right, it might be fake news, but thankfully Eddie Van Halen, before he died, did not become a farmer.
No, and that's why the man will always be a legend. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. 855-839-1210. Listen, USA Insulation, this winter, you're going to be spending a lot of time in your home, probably, right? Well, if you are, you want to do what I did and reach out to USA Insulation. They come to your home, they inject their premium foam insulation directly into your walls from the outside. Now that creates a beautiful foam barrier. And what does that do? Well, it keeps the air that you're paying for inside your home. So when you heat your house this winter, if you've got crappy insulation, that heat's going right through the walls, going right through the attic, and you're wasting your money. I was doing that. And then we did USA Insulation. Immediately, I'm telling you, immediately we saw the savings. And we felt the comfort level too. You don't have that you know that cold feeling when your house is not properly insulated and it just feels like a chill to the bone? Well, that's gone because USA Insulation makes you feel better. You love being in your home. Look, you can have this done for you today by reaching out to them at 267-551-1900 or go to usainsulation.net. And here's the deal. You save $1,000. That's right. You get a $500 tax credit and a $500 match with that as well. So $1,000 you can save by going to usainsulation.net. usainsulation.net, 267-551-1900, 267-551-1900, or usainsulation.net.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT-HD-WOGL-HD3, Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
Philadelphia had a better night last night because of the curfew, thank God. But you know what? The police have had to endure in all this. Cops who did nothing and were accused of nothing. Blood thrown on them. And then the destruction of property, businesses that were destroyed in Philadelphia. I mean, just an absolute mess. And then, of course, the question becomes, what happens? So Philly gets boarded up. The city sets a curfew to quell the violence. And these poor business owners who've just been trying to rebuild their lives, you know what I mean? Trying to rebuild their lives. And then they can't rebuild their lives because everything that they had has been taken from them. So I think that's heartbreaking. I mean, in my mind, that's absolutely heartbreaking. You know, you've had to close your business. You had to close the doors because of the coronavirus. And then now you're getting back on your feet. And now your store gets looted or vandalized or you got to board your doors up. Philadelphia police pledged to release the 911 tapes and the body camera footage of what happened with the shooting. But in the meantime, the shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. But in the meantime, the city that was absolutely burning, essentially now in the days that happened, and 90 people arrested, 50 police officers injured in clashes with protesters and vandals. The 1,000 or so who suddenly swarmed a shopping center Tuesday night, breaking windows, stealing merchandise. That scene erupted on the other side of the city nowhere near where Wallace was shot. And it was a mess. And, you know, Steve Keeley from Fox 29, he was reporting that people were telling him, high-level people, the police department, that they were ordered not to do anything. He was tweeting about this. He said, another 11 ATMs were blown up in Philadelphia just since 10 p.m. last night. Third night in a row, multiple ATMs were blasted, making it over 30 cash machines blasted and busted up in the past three nights. Law enforcement sources tell him that 16 U-Haul vehicles were stolen from a U-Haul facility on Hunting Park Avenue last night. Several tanks of propane gas stolen as well. One U-Haul truck seen on home surveillance eluding the police. And Steve Keeley also tweeted, the van with M-type explosives, the kind being used to blow up ATMs, stopped at Logan Circle by the Franklin Institute. Major concern among local and federal law enforcement were the U-Haul and propane tank thefts possibly linked to that. If so, what are they planning and thinking? I'll tell you, Steve Keeley at Fox 29 has been doing some really important journalism here on this issue as he's been out there talking to cops. He said, somebody close to him said that that they were ordered to stand down. That they were ordered to basically now stand down, and that's absolutely insane, I think. Yesterday, when police announced the number of arrests in the Monday to Tuesday looting, charges were for burglary. And in the directive, Philadelphia police point out there were no calls for burglary and that none of those would be responded to. So the charges have to be that, even though they were told that they wouldn't even respond to those calls. A directive from the Philadelphia police obtained by Fox 29 News said that the Philadelphia Police executive team, extremely frustrated officers, both patrol and commanders, told him overnight they were ordered to not arrest looters, just disperse them. How about that? Just disperse them. By order of Car 2, Philadelphia Police will respond to priority calls only. This means no calls for disturbance, missing person, stolen vehicle, burglary, or theft will be answered. Imagine that. So you got people stealing stuff from your store and they won't respond to it. These ATM machines cost $70,000. And he rewrites, you know, you may think banks can afford to replace them, but these repeated incidents have banks considering whether or not to replace them or shut a branch down altogether, leaving residents here with no ATM or a local bank branch. So think about residents now, what they're dealing with in these neighborhoods, right? And this, by the way, I should mention to you, is also a big story that we're covering in addition to the election coming up as well. But we're covering this story, and it is brought to you by Toro. Winter's coming. You can deal with the grisly dark winter coming with a Toro snowblower right now. Get up to $100 off the price of a snowblower, a Toro Power Max snowblower. So I want you to put yourself in the shoes of somebody in these neighborhoods of Philadelphia where you've seen now businesses get destroyed that you rely on. Maybe the one place you can do your grocery shopping. Now you've got banks destroyed, ATM machines destroyed. I want you to think about all that and the chaos and the crime that's going on in the streets. I want you to think about the fact that the police are told to stand down. I want you to think about the fact that you have people seizing these opportunities now to come in, steal vans, steal propane tanks, go down the streets, blowing up ATM machines. You see what I mean about outside agitators coming in? And maybe they're doing it to help fuel the chaos. Maybe they're doing it because they're opportunistic and they want to steal money. All I know is that the city's a mess. And thank God for this rain today, because maybe it'll calm things down, as Dawn's been mentioning throughout the show today. One story that he posted, he said, we know the Philadelphia police can't be everywhere all the time, and the looters know it too. One Center City business owner told Fox 29 News tonight, we closed up early and boarded up quick, despite the curfew and the cops who are close by now. So that's why the U.S. attorney today is going to have a news conference. It's going to be scheduled for today, later today, to go through this and go through some of these charges. So I'm telling you right now, this is a situation where this will affect the election coming up. There's no doubt in my mind about that. No doubt in my mind. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Do you think so? Do you think that this does, in fact, move voters who are on the fence in some of these areas, some of these burbs? You know, the question, of course, is Joe Biden toast if he loses Pennsylvania? I think so. I don't believe for a second there really is another pathway for him. And I think a lot of the people watching what's happening in our city right now, and certainly cops, you know, you think about the fact that every every national and local too, police, fraternal order, or the you know, all the unions backing the president's reelection. And then when you think about cops having to stand down, think about the feds having to come along and file charges because they know that the local district attorney Larry Krasner will not. You think about that, and then you think to yourself how that affects the election too. The law and order message, people in the burbs, people thinking to themselves, I don't know if I'm going to be safe here anymore. I don't know if I can, if my kids are going to be safe. And I certainly don't want to go down the road of defunding the police. That's for damn sure. Dawn, good morning. How are we looking today as we check in on this very rainy Thursday?
It is a rainy day. Good morning. The Daily Show News headline. We are at 54 degrees with a flood watch in effect. Former Philadelphia Mayor John Street offering blistering criticism of current Mayor Jim Kenney, as well as the police commissioner, following these days of riots and looting and damage. So John Street speaking out, saying, calling it a failure of leadership, says there's no excuse for officers to not have equipment like tasers or the proper training for mental health issues. Talked about the budgetary issues, just slamming Mayor Jim Kenney. Obviously, no love loss between those two, but the battle of two Philadelphia mayors. We do have business owners cleaning up, assessing.
He's right, though, by the way.
Yeah.
He is right. Jim Kenney's a disaster. This is all going on his watch. Think about that, right?
Well, you know, I just think these former mayors, we haven't heard from Michael Nutter. It would be interesting, but former mayors.
Michael Nutter's out there. He's campaigning for Joe Biden everywhere,
right?
Oh,
that's true. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. So he's busy on the campaign trail. But yeah, I mean, Mayor John Street just not holding anything back and going into the, remember they talked about the budget and how there's no excuse and there should be accountability.
Yes.
And how much training police go through and the fact that if they went through this training, that the leadership and the city and the mayor, current mayor, just didn't do his job. I mean, wow, pretty tough words by a fellow Democrat. Business owners cleaning up, assessing the damage. I mean, tens of thousands at a minimum, right, in losses after all the vandals and looters struck across the city, as well as the main line, shattering those huge plate glass windows of stores, just ravaging these stores, which are now boarded up. We do have, as Yoli mentioned, U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain is holding a 1 o'clock media news conference today and says he'll announce criminal indictments following this. We also have an interesting situation, Pennsylvania impacted by yet another SCOTUS ruling. So Supreme Court, for a second time, declines for now to change PA's election rules for now. So the ballots received, the absentee ballots that'll be received 3 days after Election Day, okay, they're going to be counted, but I guess they're going to put them in a separate, like, lockbox or something, a separate area. And then if the state, Pennsylvania, if it turns out to be pivotal, then the high court could consider the state GOP's challenge after the election. So then we're looking at what? November 7th, November 8th. It's really interesting. So Justice Amy Coney Barrett, by the way, who just joined the court Tuesday, she did not take part in this round, which involves the proper role of state courts in changes to procedures in a federal election. Zioli has talked a lot about this, but when I refer to ACB, actually the Girl Scouts deleted their social media congrats to the new Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Girl Scouts being shamed on social media, and they just tweeted out last night, congratulations, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court.
Well, that's very nice of them.
Yeah, I mean, first woman since 1789, and they had like a little emoji of hands raised up. It was like a sweet little thing. Well, people just, you know, social media shamers just unleashed on her.
Unleashed?
Unleashed. It was brutal.
Really?
Yeah. And so the Girl Scouts then, they said the Girl Scouts, you know, just shamed them, shouldn't do that. And so they just deleted everything off of their social media. Just kind of, I mean, they had pictures of Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor and Sandra Day O'Connor, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So they put all the women, it was just like shout out to women on SCOTUS.
Yeah.
But, oof.
But they had to delete the tweet. That's a shame.
Yeah. It is a shame. I mean,
Coney Barrett was the best lemon drop cookie salesman in Girl Scout history. Did you know that? No, I'm Peppermint Patties.
Peppermint
Thin Mints.
Patties.
They're called Thin Mints, right?
They're delicious.
She was a beast with those things. A beast.
Well, you know it. We do have a warning about online scammers capitalizing on COVID and quarantines. This is my Zioli Show Cause COVID story.
Good.
Pennsylvania is actually, we're fifth in the nation on the socialcatfish.com's list of states with the most victims. So I guess these are, you know, people who are lonely and these are romance scams. And so the predators say, oh, well, I can't meet you because COVID. And I've got this emergency because COVID. I need money. And they have some 50 victims who've actually, said, well, here's my credit card number. Here's my checking account number. Just don't do that. Also beware of phony landlords taking security deposits. So just some of the news. There's so much going on today, but I do want to
I still can't get, Dawn, I still can't get my friggin' washing machine fixed because COVID, They still have enough people servicing the washing machines.
That's brutal.
I got the kids. We got all this dirty clothes. I call them and they call me. They were supposed to come Wednesday or Tuesday. They pulled that scam where they give you the window from 12 to 5.
Yeah.
And then at 3:30, they call and say, we're not coming. And then they go, we have another appointment available next Thursday. So a week from Thursday. So I said, this is ridiculous. I waited all day for you. You didn't show up. And the woman literally said, well, we don't have as many service technicians because COVID. Why not? This is what I don't understand, though. Why not? Do you not have enough? It seems like if everybody's in their homes right now, you've got more of an opportunity to be servicing appliances, right? And people need you. Why would you have less technicians ready to work? I don't understand that. It makes no sense.
So the Zioli house, you have three kids, a baby, and you have no washer dryer.
No, and we won't have one until at least Thursday. That's if they show up next Thursday, a week from today. And then who knows what's going to happen then, right? Because they could get a call that morning. Sorry, we're not coming. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
That is brutal.
Unless you fix it.
No, don't.
Well, I tried to fix it, Bill, and I can't fix it because I'm not capable of fixing anything.
Don't touch it.
I was trying to give you some faith here.
But, okay. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I know, and I thank you for that.
Don't do it. Don't touch it.
I won't. Because then I'll avoid the warranty. That's the problem. If you do that, you know.
You'll avoid the warranty. It'll be bad. So. But, you know, you
actually,
could.
What I'm going to do is just leave the clothes out in the rain today. I'm going to throw some soap on them and just leave them out in the rain. That's what I'll do.
That'll get them clean.
Get them nice and clean.
Then they'll be all moldy.
The river, a pond.
I don't know how I'll actually dry them, but I guess that'll be because it's going to rain like this all day, right?
All day. Which brings me to the NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Yeah, heavy rain at times, especially this afternoon. We could see up to 4 inches of rain. The high was 56 earlier today. We've met our high, so now we're dropping throughout the day. Really a cold, rainy, raw day. Tonight, we dip to 44 degrees. Tomorrow, morning rain tapers off. But 48 degrees is the high tomorrow with wind chills that make it feel like it's in the 30s. Saturday, Halloween for the big Bucks County Trump rally, which is going to be exciting. Beautiful sunny weather for that. 50 degrees for our trick or treaters, or I should say Buck County. That's what Joe Biden was being criticized. He went to Bucks County, said Buck County.
Buck County?
Buck.
Well, you know, Dawn, he's from Scranton. He lived there until he was 8, so he knows the state.
Buck. So Sunday, partly sunny, a seasonable high of 62 degrees. So Sunday looks, you know, we get back up to the beautiful fall days. I'm Dawn. That's it for Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210, our number today. You know, a lot of people are, in fact, thinking about, you know, because of COVID and other factors as well, they're thinking about purchasing a firearm. And you have to know how to use it properly. You know, it's one of the things that those of us who are staunch Second Amendment supporters believe. You have to know how to use it. And Delaware Valley Sports Center specializes in firearm safety. They're our sponsor of this hour of Nonstop Talk. Their training classes are conducted by NRA certified instructors, and they will absolutely help you with the various firearms disciplines from the basic to the advanced. They do the very popular conceal carry classes, and Delaware Valley Sports Center offers individual, family, and group instruction, and they can customize the training to fit your needs. In addition, the Delaware Valley Security Center runs the Act 235 classes for security guards and HR 218. Critical. So go to Delaware Valley Sports Center for training, firearms, equipment, or to answer any questions you may have. They are the experts. They've been there a long time, and they can help you. Go to DelawareValleySportsCenter.com to learn more. Right over the bridge. They stand for freedom. And I've known them a long time, and they've been a great friend of the show for a long time and a great defender of your rights. And they're going to make sure that you know how to protect yourself and your family and do it properly, safely. Nobody does it better than Delaware Valley Sports Center. DelawareValleySportsCenter.com.
60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, so we've been covering a lot on the stories in Philadelphia, the election that's coming up as well. I want to mention to you that the president made a very important contrast point yesterday at a rally. He said, you get Joe Biden, you get this. And this is, I think, you know, a lot of people, especially moms, thinking about their kids going back to school. I don't know, but right. if it's one of those situations where you're thinking about really what this comes down to, cut number 12.
If you vote for Biden, it means no kids in school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, and no 4th of July together. Other than that, you'll have a wonderful life.
Yeah, other than that, you'll have a wonderful life. They see that point right there, no school, no weddings, no Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, that weighs on people's minds a lot. It does. And the problem is, for Joe Biden, you see, these rallies he has, or rallies, I mean, these events that he has where people standing in circles or in their cars, it's not normal life, even with the virus out there. I think, and maybe I'm wrong here, I think people want to live their life as normal as possible, knowing that there's a virus. It's not that they don't care. It's that they want life to be as normal as possible. And I think that they're worried, and I think you're going to see this play out. If Joe Biden gets elected, and your kids are going to be back at the table, school's going to be virtual, and all those events of life are not going to happen, and you're not going to be allowed to have Thanksgiving. You know, there's another story in England, for example. The police now in the United Kingdom will be able to start coming into people's private homes and busting them up if they're violating the rules on gatherings. Imagine that, the police kicking in your door and coming into your home because you have too many people at your own private house. And you know, in Philadelphia, they've already warning not to have Thanksgiving this year. They're telling people, don't do it. Don't do it. So I'm telling you that matters too. I'm telling you that that matters in the election. And the contrast point is very evident. So if you're a Pennsylvania voter and you haven't voted yet, and that's something on your mind, and you got to ask yourself that, you know, do I want the kids back at the table? Do I want to be able to have Thanksgiving? Do I want to be able to have Christmas? Or are there going to be rules that are put in place under a Biden administration that's going to prevent me from doing these things? You know, like in New Jersey, for example, to combat the COVID numbers there in Jersey, they're starting to now mandate at private workplaces that employers must give out masks, must do temperature checks, must force people to be 6 feet away, private office places. So do I see a situation where the government could be coming into your private homes at some point to make sure that you're not violating their rules on coronavirus? You're damn right I do. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom has put out all these executive orders regarding Thanksgiving. I've had fun making fun of it, but you know as well as I do that if you violate those orders come with police enforcing those orders. Do they not? Of course they do. So I don't know. It's depends on how normal do you want life to be? Because with Joe Biden, he's going to listen to this to the scariest cat scientists that are out there. What will Governor Cuomo listen to? And for that, I turn to what's on my cut sheet. Bill, let's hit it. Come on, Bill, let's hit it.
Hold on. I didn't have it loaded. Here it is.
What's on the cut sheet?
Yes, what is on my cut sheet today, Greg Stocker? What's on my cut sheet?
So Governor Cuomo was on with WAMC's Alan Shartok. Apparently that's the Albany NPR station. Riveting, riveting radio. But I will give it to old Alan here, even though he's very, I mean, I'm sure he's a lovely guy, but he's a
low
little
energy,
dull.
Alan?
Yeah, he's a little low
NPR.
Energy on, yeah, so a little low energy on the radio. So they asked him about, if he has a girlfriend. That's the first cut.
And if Alan has a girlfriend?
No. If Governor Cuomo has a girlfriend.
Oh, if the LoveGov has a girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
So this is how he says in typical Governor Cuomo fashion.
So you're not a psychologist, of course, we know that, but you are in many ways. So my question to you is, what do you do?
Is this Fauci doing the interview? Who is this guy?
Alan Shartok.
Tell me he doesn't sound exactly like Fauci.
Yeah, he...
You're not a psychiatrist, but do you have love?
You're the pinnacle.
You just want to be loved? Is that so wrong?
You're at the pinnacle of career when you're at Albany NPR, but yeah.
Go ahead.
To put it frankly, I've got Roselle. Do you have a girlfriend? I mean, how are you dealing with this?
I don't have a girlfriend. I have a couple of irons in the fire, but I don't have a girlfriend per se. I have my daughters.
All right, you can.
I had
cut
a gift
now.
You
can cut off now.
That's what he says. He goes, I have irons in the fire.
Yes, I have some irons in the fire.
I have a short list, but you can't lock the LoveGov down.
So bad.
You can't nail me down, please.
I have a couple of irons in the fire.
Speaking of psychiatrists, I like that because they can do therapy for me and also be my lover. He also, how's his book going, by the way? Is he doing okay with his book?
So apparently, he got a, what's the word for it when you get it? He got an advance for his book.
Yeah.
But the real money comes depending on how many books he sells. So he went on this show, which I don't know what the listenership is here, but he went on the show and blatantly hawked the book because it was going to put money in his pocket.
Well, let's hear him. This is pure desperation from Cuomo at this point. Desperate. Because everybody wants to nobody wants to read his leadership manifesto considering how badly he blew it with the nursing homes. Unless his book is called I Did It, like OJ, I Did It. Remember when OJ did that confessional, I did it.
But it was really, really small, the if.
Yeah, the if was tiny, Bill. Remember that?
Yeah.
So Cuomo can write, I did it, with regards to the nursing home desk, but put it like if really small at the top. That could be his book. Confessions of a Serial Killer. Wasn't that a book?
Yes, it was.
I believe it was, right? My new book is Confessions of a Serial Killer. It's all about my alter ego. Well, here's the LoveGov. Go ahead.
How much money did you get for that book?
It depends on how many sell. I think the bestseller list is obviously a good sign, but the bestseller list doesn't tell you how many books it ultimately sells. And the way
you got money for going, but you got money going in, didn't you? I mean, like, was it 200,000? Was it 400,000 or a million? How much?
Yes, I got an advance, but the money is really dependent on how many books I sell.
Otherwise, I have to give it back, is what I'm saying to you. So if you don't buy my book, I have to refund the money, is what I'm trying to say. Please don't make me have to write that awkward check where I have to give that money back. I got to write in the memo part, this book was a flop. Here's your advance back. I don't want to do that. So please buy my crappy book on leadership. Keep going.
We're
going
to know over the next few months, and that'll be in my financial filing. But I need you to buy a book, and I need you to give my books as Christmas presents to everyone you know.
There we go.
Well, could you get us some for the next fund drive,
I'm not doing charitable contributions. The hell with that. I got an advance I got to live up to here, so... The hell? What do you think? You need to buy this book and give it to everyone you know. And then after I cash the advance, you can return it. But first, I got to cash the advance.
So bad.
If you want to then take it back to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com or Bookbinders or your local bookstore or Walmart.com or eBay.com, you can do that. But first... I've got to pay for these irons in the fire, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah. They don't come cheap.
These dates don't come cheap, especially when I only allow them by law to eat a salad. But then they add the chicken, you know what I mean? It gets very expensive for Cuomo at that point. Absolutely. When they do that. When they add the chicken to it. Oh, man. 855-839-1210. As we do our hour of nonstop talk, I want to also mention to you as well, by the way, that our great friends at... am I doing this now? Actually, Bill, you know what? I've just realized I'm not... I don't have to do that. I just have to break. Oh, good. I can break. I can just have a break. But I'll do my big story now or do the big story when I come back?
Host choice. Your choice.
All right. I'll do the big story when I come back. And I'm going to just tease it real quick. And I'll tease the big story as finally now we all know the identity of Anonymous, who wrote that New York Times op-ed, in which case he said he was staying in the administration to be a check on President Trump. Straight ahead.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.